Shut up, I hate her.
Are we
Anyway,
live?
Sammy, what do you want? Professionalism from an Australian?
I was hoping.
You're kidding yourself, mate.
So
okay,
we're going to
welcome
keep
back
this
to the.
under.
Ah, oh, you fucking cunt. Motherfucker. Oh, by the way, don't say slurs, because last time I had Kay on, she said the F word like 27 times, and my producer nearly quit. So don't be like Kay.
Well, who's your producer? The Christian Ministries? What's going on?
No, it's because it goes onto YouTube.
And you can't say F word on YouTube anymore?
Not that rhymes with maggot.
Oh, okay.
It says fuck. You can say fuck, cunt, whatever, but you can't say anything that diminishes the minorities.
Yeah, we were going to be in trouble.
Yeah, so I'm going to try and be a better man. And Katie needs to be a better man. All right, do you mind if I start the show, or are you going to fucking rave on?
Go ahead.
Welcome back to the Brown Snake interview series. This week we have the man of a thousand voices, Sark. Welcome, Sarko.
How's it going, Snake?
Do you prefer to be referred to as Sark or Sarko?
Sark.
Right. So, that's pretty rude to the Australian culture.
Yeah. Well, my tail will wag too either, but.
Okay. Yeah. Can you do an Australian voice for me right off the bat?
I can't.
Why not? Too complicated? Too complex?
Too complicated.
Too rich?
Too rich. I honestly have two voices.
What
I've
are
got
they?
The,
you've got the I've gay got, voice?
Yeah, Gary. Or is that just my regular voice you're talking about?
I don't know. Well, you're famous for your short Twitter videos of Gary the Gay Unicorn, Sark's tours of Birmingham, and notes to Christina from Christina's dad. Are they,
yeah, those are my...
Those are they all different voices? Kids. Or they're kind of similar?
They're all different, but I'm not good at figuring out people's voices. I think it's a lot more fun when you just make up someone's voice.
And it's completely wrong, but you don't care.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you all the way. What inspires these characters?
Jeez. Well, Dingbat obviously is just an inspiration all to herself. I mean, how can you not be inspired?
She's some.
So, oh, yeah. So, you know, I was familiar with the, notes that her dad would leave her, and just thought I'd go off on a tangent with him.
What about the tours of Birmingham? What inspired that?
Well, you know, I have my parents living with me, so the TV's always on HGTV.
Well, and, I don't know what that is.
Home and Garden Television.
Oh, right. That sounds pretty lame.
Yeah, it's on my mother will watch, so that was the inspiration. She gets a kick out of those.
I thought you moved out into your own place.
Well, I'm in the process. I've got an apartment downtown that I kind of split my time back and forth with.
Is that where you take and the then, pictures?
Yeah, bingo.
You're so. And for those listening, it's not some depressing stance or situation. It's actually the reverse. Sark is the one with the money and the ownership of the house, just to be clear.
Correct.
I don't want people thinking you're some loser.
Well, they could think what they want. It's Twitter.
Well, you know, I'm a journalist. It's a factual podcast.
You get down to the facts. Yeah.
That's right.
So, I moved out here from California about 4 years ago. And my parents followed me out about 18 months later.
Why?
And that why?
Yeah.
So they could retire. I figured they'd be able to move out here and have a lot more.
Are you that good a son that they're like, I can't be away from him?
No, that wasn't it.
All right.
No, I told them to come out here, check it out. They came out, and
Why did you move from California to Alabama? That seems odd.
I came out here like 10 years ago on a business trip, and just it wasn't at all what I expected. I kind of expected like the Midwest, just flat, you know, no mountains, no trees. And I was just blown away. It's like living in a national park that everybody lives in.
Yeah, the landscape's beautiful, is it?
Yeah. So that's what sold me. And Birmingham, you know, it's known for its crime, which it's got a ton of. But really, you know, anyone that's doing anything with life, you would never go near those areas.
So, how many people nice are in areas, Birmingham? Like, what's the population?
The population, I think, is just under 200,000.
Okay.
Which it used to be like 350,000. All the white people started moving out in the 60s and 70s. So, like, the metropolitan area is almost 1.5 million. But Birmingham is, you know, itself is under 200,000.
Where did all the white people go?
They went to Hoover, Vestavia Hills, Homewood, Mountain Brook, Chelsea, Alabaster.
So what are they like? Little towns outside of Birmingham.
Yeah. I mean, it's just all one big, you know, glob, yeah. But yeah. Yep.
Now, was it a shock? So, like, you come from California, so I assume you're a socialist.
Oh, absolutely.
And you smoke weed. I mean, the two things I know about California is you've got to smoke weed, man, and you've got to be a socialist. Are the people very different, like the day-to-day people? Are they very different from Californians?
Well, first, I spent most of my time in California in the Central Valley, which is, if there is a conservative area of California, that's it.
Oh,
so cool. Kind of. In that regard, it's similar to Alabama because Central Valley's farmers, farmland, that's the big deal there. So it's pretty similar. But I also lived in L.A. pretty much half the time, too. And it's not all that different. People are pretty much the same everywhere. They just get on Twitter and that's where they spew their political views and all that stuff. But I never had to deal with any of it.
Yeah. You're like Armenian by blood. Is that right?
Yeah. Quarter.
Are both your parents Armenian?
No, just my dad. He's a half breed. I'm a quarter breed.
I see you're barely Armenian at all.
Yeah, pretty much. But I got the full name.
That's stolen valor.
It is.
So what's Armenian people? Are they like Arabs?
No, they're it's kind of in the crossroads of the Middle East and Eastern Europe and Western Asia. So it's in the Caucasus.
The what?
Can I say that? Can I say that on Caucasus? YouTube?
Yes. So what's like what's famous in Armenia?
Who's the most famous?
No, like what? What's Armenia about? Like, what's Armenian food? Is it earthquake dust?
Yeah, shish kebab, that sort of crap.
I like dried chicken on a stick from Turkey.
You've been to Turkey, or it's just
no? We've got a takeaway shop in Tari that sells dried chicken on a stick. And it's pretty good. It's got some herbs.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. The only I'll do a shish kebab, any type of kebab. But, yeah, the other few things I've tried, I wasn't a fan of. But I'm a picky eater, too. I eat like a fucking slob, as you know, so.
Yeah. Are you related to the Kardashians?
No relation.
Are you related to any of the guys from System of a Down?
Nope. I'm related to, well, Nobody. I had, actually, I forget. I'm, who am I related to? She's like a distant cousin.
Shakira.
No, older lady.
Stacey Crossman.
She was like a B movie star from the 70s. Oh, we've discussed this before. Her name's just not popping.
I'll forget.
Popping in my head.
Do you hate people from Turkey?
No.
What about the meat? No.
What about the what?
The meat.
Yeah, I don't like turkey.
It's bland as fuck, isn't
it? I don't look forward to Thanksgiving at all.
To be honest, man. How old are you, Sark? What are you, 40?
43.
Now, at some point, and I think you've reached that point, a man who's single and hasn't had children, hasn't got married, it becomes questionable. Do you have a defense?
Not really.
Just, do you enjoy musical theater?
No. But I do enjoy pop music.
Do you wear jewelry?
I wear a watch.
Oh, Jesus.
I get a pass. The quarter Armenian in me gives me the pass to wear
Italians get a pass. I don't know about Armenians.
Well, we're swarthy like Italians. And not as beautiful of people as the Italians, but
less greasy.
Well, that's debatable.
Do you mow your own lawn?
I do.
No, that gives you a pass.
Yeah, but I do use a riding mower.
Oh, so that's pretty flaming. What, your legs don't work?
No, my legs work fine, but
you're lazy.
You've kind of seen my property. It's on a hill, so
it's on a hill of a slope. I always worry about the drainage.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. It'll be a problem for. It won't be my problem in a few months, but
are you going to sell? Someone's.
No, I'm going to give it to my parents. So, yeah, so it'll be their problem.
So you'll be like, "Fuck you guys."
Hey, with what they're making and retirement and Social Security and a free house, they could worry about the drainage.
They can dig a ditch. I'll come over. I'll help them out. Yeah. I always want to go visit Forrest Gump anyway.
Well, and I mean, the truth is, there's only me that's left. My brother passed a while ago. So
really?
Yeah.
What from?
Overdose.
Oh, really? That's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, my sister passed away a few years ago. It's not good.
No, it's not. Now, was she older or younger than you? Or?
Well, I'm 51 now, and she would be 53 if she was still alive. So it was probably about 6 years ago, but she had the breast cancer.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom had that. That's not fun.
Life's fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know. You know, my brother, he was a good kid. I mean, he lit up the room, but he made his own choices. And
well, was he just the party guy?
It's the rest of us that get to live with it. Yeah. Yeah, he was a party guy.
See, I was a party guy, and I sort of snapped out of it in my early 20s. I snapped out of it pretty quick before it destroyed me. I think I'm lucky.
Yeah, probably. You know, I always had the power of discretion. So I did everything there was to do, and it never just grabbed me. Nothing ever grabbed a hold of me. You know, weed did maybe, but if that's your issue, that's the least of anybody's problems.
That's not a big deal at all. Your biggest issue to me seems to be your inability to eat fast food in the car. What happened with that?
Yeah, you know, I just when I was younger, I was shitty to cars. So
I still am.
I know you are. But I mean, I would just ride them till the wheels fall off. And that was usually about a year or two after I bought it. That's a car. It's a tool.
Fuck the car.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know. The older I've gotten, the more I've learned to appreciate cleanliness, order, not having to look around for things, everything being in its place.
Damn, you could never live with Christina.
No.
No.
Nah.
So if you're not gay, right, if you're going to pretend you're heterosexual, and I'm going to go along with you, what do you look for in a woman?
Well, you see, that my issue is I dive in head deep
and to the vagina.
Into the vagina.
Right.
And within about a year, I just lose complete interest. And then I stay in the relationship for about another year or two. You know, and then I get to the point where I just rebelling against this constantly until she's had enough of it and decides to pull the plug. So that's my typical relationship.
But a romantic woman would say you just haven't met the right girl.
No, I think I have. There's been a few. But, you know, the problem is when you get older, the pool of eligible women that have their head on straight decreases.
If you just narrowly look for women in swimming pools, that's going to be a problem, but maybe you should look on the land.
Well, that's an idea.
Jeez, open up your mind, bro. Would you date a chubby girl?
Would I date a chubby girl?
That's the question, yeah.
No. Why?
Well, it's called an interview show. I'm asking you questions. I don't have one in mind, no.
I'm just, you know, if that's your sort of, if you're Mikey, if you're Rick, and that's your sort of gal.
Yeah, why do you think they're attracted to that? Like, what do you think makes you attracted to a fat woman? Like, you've got a fear of famine?
Ease of access?
Oh, you think they aim lower?
Yeah. You know, I'm not into chubby girls, but I'm kind of into girls that are, you know, good looking, but they have one kind of, you know,
a flaw.
Physical flaw.
Yeah.
That somehow I, you know, focus in on, and there's the thought of like, I don't know if it's I could use this to my advantage or if they're just easier to talk to because, you know, they're fucked up looking a little bit.
I get it. You're manipulative.
Exactly.
So, exactly. There's just some things that matter to me. Like, I can't have a girl with bad skin, whether it's moles or freckles or acne, or I just need a nice skin. You know, it's got to be smooth. Or short hair. That disgusts me. You know, there's just some things you just can't go past.
Yeah.
Chubby cheeks,
you know,
cat-like
like
eyes.
The nose freckles.
Fuck off.
Buggy eyes?
You know those cat-like eyes you see from Eastern Europe?
Yeah. Yep. I see plenty of them. Yeah, on Twitter all the time. We got some friends that really like to promote the ladies.
Absolutely. They're called simps. But before we get on to the simps, I want you to retell. You told me a story once how you pissed in a girl's mouth at a party. Now, that's a beautiful story, and I want you to retell it.
Oh, shit. All right. So this was, I don't even know if I was either 19 or 20, probably 19.
Uh-huh.
And I met this girl at an In-N-Out, a burger place. If you don't know, everyone else does. So met her out and about on a Friday or Saturday night. And I just knew right away that this girl was very susceptible to What's the word I'm looking for?
She looks like a slut.
There you go. So, you know, I put the number in the back pocket. The next day was Halloween. We had this huge Halloween bash at our house.
Halloween.
Halloween.
It's Halloween. Halloween.
Okay, Halloween.
All right, I don't know. I'm not
you happy.
Yeah, go on.
So the next night was Halloween. We had a big bash at our place. We had smoke machines going. And so the day after that, it was a Sunday. There was nothing going on. We're all sitting, me and my roommates are sitting around the house, and I told them, I got this girl that I met Friday night. She'll come over and blow the house down. So
like the big bad wolf.
Like the big bad wolf. So give her a call. I had to go pick her up, and she knew what she was getting into. Right. You know, we discussed it on the phone. She was good with it. So we get back to my place, and two of my roommates are sitting there. The lights are out. The smoke machine's going. One's wearing a scream mask, and the other one's got this huge afro. And then we actually drew sticks to see who would go first. And which I thought was bullshit because I was the one that brought the girl over. But I was also, I think, living there rent-free or paying $50 a month for my room. So anyways, so I go first, and my friends are giggling in the background. I start laughing, and I lose my Woody and fucking pissed in her mouth. I'm laughing so hard. She keeps going and keeps going for like another.
How did she not choke on the piss?
I have no idea. I have no idea, but she kept going, and it went on for about another 5 to 10 seconds before she realized like she was the butt of the joke. And she got up and screamed at us that we're all fucking sickos. And
she's not
went
wrong.
To the kitchen. Yeah, she goes to the kitchen sink. She starts spitting the piss out in the sink. So my roommates had gone to one of their rooms, and they're rolling around on the bed just howling, laughing. And they have no idea that I pissed in her mouth. And I'm like, dude, we got a fucking problem. She's fucking going atomic out here right now. And they're like, why? What happened? I got pissed in their mouth. And, you know, that didn't help things. You know? Now they're laughing harder. And now she's pounding on the door, telling us, you know, I want to go home. So they're like, dude, you pissed in her mouth. You take her home. I was like, dude, I'm not going by myself. So we all pile in the car, drive her home, get back to the place. Now, one of my roommates was actually asleep while all this was going on. He wasn't interested in the party. So we wake him up and we start telling him the story of what happened. And he's laughing about it. And we're like, dude, this doesn't leave the house. No one knows about this. So the next day he's at his pizza delivery job, and he's got like all the guys that work in the pizza shop are all around him. And he's telling the story of what happened the night before.
You got it.
Yeah. And I don't blame him for that. We love him. Well, I can't tell you what his nickname was, but he was a good guy. He, hard worker. He actually played for the, he played in the Atlanta Braves minor league baseball system for a few years. And during the off season, he'd come back and live with us and sling pies out his car. So anyways, he's telling the story, and the guys ask him like, what was the name of the girl? And he goes, her name was Margaret Miller, which was actually her name. And one of the guys that, like, the guy that's standing right across from him just turns completely white, and he can't figure out why. And then there's two girls in the restaurant that go storming out that were sitting near, like, within earshot of the conversation. So, but the guy that he had told that to was her boyfriend. Nah. And she was actually, they were like going through some rough spot or something, and she had came into the restaurant during lunch with her friend to kind of say hi to him or whatever. And yeah, I'm assuming the relationship was over after that.
Jesus, but, what are the odds of that?
Yeah, so me and one of my friends are out and about, and we get a call from one of our roommates. He's like, dude, you guys got to drop whatever you're doing. You got to get back to the house right now. So we're like, what the fuck is going on? We race back to the house. We never locked our door, which was stupid, but she had went into the house while there was no one there. She spray painted all over the walls and left this long note on a grocery bag telling, you know, threatening us with criminal consequences. And
for what? What did you do criminally?
Well, what the note said was we needed to stop going around and spreading rumors, and nothing happened.
But if you tell the truth, it's out of rumor. You got witnesses and everything.
Well, yeah, there's witnesses, but also we, on the note, this fucking dumb bitch, she put, you know, nothing happened. If you keep spreading rumors, then I'm going to go to the cops and tell them, you know, you guys raped me or whatever. So okay, we basically have her admission in writing saying she's going to extort us or try to get us in trouble for saying nothing, you know.
Man, people are fucking dumb.
Yeah, but she, you know, then she spray painted all over the walls. We just kind of
took the
bullet on that. Yeah.
Well, there's not much you can do.
Yeah.
You need to do what I do and have the great Twitter lawyer Max G on retainer.
Yeah, maybe.
He sounds like you're trouble.
Well, the
did the boyfriend ever try and bash you up?
No.
Because that's what would happen here. He'd feel he has to prove his manhood or something. That seems to be the Australian way.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's plenty of guys that would have felt that way, but not this kid.
No. So. Hopefully he walked away. Yeah. Didn't stay with her. She sounds like
no, he didn't. Well, the good thing was there was this kid that that I knew growing up, and we just couldn't stand each other. I mean, we were kind of friendly, kind of in the same group of people,
yeah,
but just always kind of, you know, kept our distance.
Yeah,
and from what I understood, he never had nice things to say about me. And anyways, that's his wife now, is that girl.
Oh, really? So that's awesome for you. That would make me feel really happy.
Yep.
Because I hold grudges for life. Like, I, you know, you've done something to me when you're 10 or I'm 10. I'll still hate you now.
Now, what if I'm the same way, but what if there's forgiveness? If there's, does that change things, or do you still?
What do you mean there's forgiveness? What is that?
Damn, you guys are really hard over there.
Well, why would you forgive someone? If you're a cunt, you're a cunt.
Yeah, but people change. You know, I mean, there was...
No, they don't. No, they fucking don't, Zark. Fuck you and your California bullshit. Now, I had a guy who used to work for me, and he, as a mechanic, and he refused to fix his thing, and because he said he had a mate talking to him, and he'll do it when he's ready, and you know, clients are waiting, and I said, you fix it now or you're fired, and he said, fuck you, so I fired him. Anyway, he was like a young guy on trial even, and he sued me, and the judge made me pay him like 10 weeks pay and all this bullshit, and I was so fucking angry every time he got a job. I got him fired every single fucking time. I'd ring his boss. I'd say, look, this is what happened to me. This kid's no good. He got fired from every job, and he had to leave town. Now, that was like 25 years ago, and if he moved back to town, I'd do it again. He's a fucking cunt, and he should be dead. Dead! That's just me.
Well, yeah, but that's one, you're talking about one case out of infinity.
Yeah, but you're a good guy.
I mean, there's some people like Dingbat who are never going to change. And you just got to learn to.
She's not like, she never fucks with you, right? Like, she wouldn't like do something to you or whatever. Like, she seems to be a kind-hearted fool.
Right.
Yeah, so that's fine.
Yeah.
She'll never change. She's always going to be a mess.
Well, do you really think that? Or is that just a joke? Because I'll be honest, that's what I really think.
No, I do really think that. I think that about everyone. I mean, you take people as they are. But you see, I'm not a mental health professional. You're a mental health professional, aren't you? Like, well, you're an expert in the field of 12
units out of JC for it, so.
So I was going to ask you, is Christina fixable or a lost cause?
I think what she needs is a new surroundings. Now,
you mean like Alabama?
No, not Alabama. I see. I mean, I'm thinking the closest guy out of all of us is Rick.
I see.
He's married. He's got kids. So it'd be good for Christina to see how a family works.
And we could fuck her within a day.
But it seems like that'd be okay in that household, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe not. I don't know.
You're the professional.
I don't know. If it was just as easy, I think for a lot of people, they feel like, especially when you're younger, I want to get out of my hometown and everything's going to change. And that's bullshit because the problems are going along with you. It's not the town. But I think Christina might be that one exception to the rule.
But I think she's lived with her parents far too long. Far too long. And it's unhealthy for a 31-year-old woman to live with her parents.
Yeah, well, brain mold, dude.
That's not real. Was that in your course, brain mold?
No.
Yeah, because it's fake. Anyway. But, you know.
Have we done 24 minutes yet? Because I really wanted to get in under I.
No, you've gone over. And I's going to get upset every time. I'm going to have to at some point see if he's got any new stories. And he can go to a 25-minute sort of podcast. But I don't know yet. Well, then you got, like, you're a Twitter guy, and what do you think sucks the life out of funny Twitter threads? Is it the simps? Is it women? Is it the mentally ill, lonely people who just want to be loved? Because I see Twitter as just a bit of fun. What reason?
I mean, I'm on there because I'm bored half the time. So
yeah, me too.
And I'm just on there. I'm not the type, you know, I get the socialist label because I don't give a fuck about politics. It's so fucking goddamn boring to me. And to be honest, it affects me more than most people that bitch about it quite a bit. If that makes any sense,
what
goes on with politics. But I still don't
vote or read the newspaper in Australia. Like, I don't know what goes on because I don't want to know. It doesn't affect me on a day-to-day basis.
Like, I want to know what's going on, but I don't, you know, once I cruise the Google News feed for 20 minutes, I'm done. And I don't need to, you know, shout at the wall about what I just read. That's what gets boring to me. But yeah, certain times people, you know, they come in and, you know, I was the new guy at one time. You've got to learn there's a little bit of, you got to learn the players in the thread. You got to know what's going on. You got to know who's cool with what. And eventually you could start riffing. When you just come in and you're acting like an asshole, and then you start threatening people 2 minutes later, it's not fun. So they're usually
some people have got a pretty fragile ego there. Like they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
Yeah, I can't handle that.
No, it's pathetic.
I mean, if you wanna throw it around, and a lot of people there's a few people that, yeah, they want to come in. They want to come in hard and act like a complete asshole. And you know that their intention isn't to be funny. It's to cut.
Some people try and be the tough guy. And there's nothing sadder than a tough guy on social media. Because, you know, you're not going to hit anyone. It's, you know. That's your real life.
I liked how you guys were fucking with that one dude, and I was the only one to cut the death threat. What's that say about my manhood? That guy, Jay Hinkle, or...
Oh, the bisexual guy.
Yeah. So...
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah,
that to me is not fun. And, you know, I've got... When it comes to Compound, like, I think Kumi is funny. But he the rest funny. Of it just
my dad, just doesn't... my old man. It's gold.
The rest of Compound just it has no appeal to me.
When Archie Mack was white knighting Christina, do you think, because he now claims that was a goof, he was just tricking everyone? Do you believe that or not?
I don't know him well enough to know that or not.
Well, who fucking knows anyone? I'm asking you to speculate.
It seems like it was completely out of character.
All right.
From what I've seen, but I haven't, you know, my interaction with him has been minimal. I see his post and
that's the third time he's blocked me over Christina. So I think he'll deny it, but I think he's pretty sweet on her for some reason or feels some sort of protectiveness to her and then gets embarrassed that he takes it too far and winds it back. That's my call, but it doesn't really matter. Do you think Baron fucked Kay in the RV?
I hope so.
Too good a girl.
You know, how old's Kay? 35?
I don't know. I forget already.
She seems to me like she's a girl that she's 35 years old. She's single. She works hard. So why wouldn't she?
Because I mean, she gives out an impression that she's a bit of a prude. Like she's like, oh, I won't eat a guy's ass. I won't, piss, gross. You know, she seems a bit straight.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not familiar with the square footage of his camper, but
plus she also said she didn't fuck him, so that's a bit of a red flag.
Well, I get why she would say it, but
you're ashamed of Baron.
No, maybe I don't know. The way I look at it is why wouldn't you? You know, when you're younger, maybe you have to answer to your friends and that sort of shit. Because
she's still in love with her ex-partner guy who mows the lawn.
Well, you see, I didn't get that far into the show.
You got the ADD.
Yeah.
You get bored quick.
I mean, to be fair, I made it about 15, 20 minutes into her show, and that might be the longest I've gone.
That's pretty good.
Besides the Baron one, I think I finished, actually.
I think you might be a bit sweet on Baron.
Maybe those eyebrows.
Oh, baby. Is Croatia near Armenia? They're both in Inar.
Yeah, I think they're fairly close to one another.
Dude, you two are bros. Yeah. What's your policy on GIFs? So I recently had to block some bunny because I find GIFs to be stupid and annoying, and I have rules. Not too many GIFs. Leave me alone with the GIFs. So she had to get a substantial ban. What do you think about GIFs?
I like them.
You don't think
I don't like I don't like bunnies, and to be fair, so I when it comes to her, there are a certain different set of rules, and I feel like she should follow them. And
like tone down the GIFs.
Exactly.
As a mental health professional, why do you think she uses so many GIFs?
The problem is with her GIF usage is she uses the same, like, well, yeah. See, I like GIFs. I use them all the time, and I've got my go-tos that I go to often. But
they
got to
be funny. Like the scissoring two scissors or the sausages on the chick's face. They're classics. They're always funny. Or that big gushing tunnel. Come on.
Yeah. Hey, bunny, if you're listening to this, when you GIF that picture of the bunny giving you the what the fuck look, I want to throw my phone into the wall. So know this. I stand with Snake.
Thank you.
The ban will be served to its completion. And hopefully
I appreciate the solidarity. I really do. Do you think Ice Guy should butter his bread?
Yes.
He thinks good bread doesn't need butter. But butter's amazing. And butter is great. Bread's great. Added together, holy fuck, what a combination.
Yeah, I can't eat just bread. Bread. Whoa.
Well, he's like Italian, and he believes that bread, it's just some cultural thing.
Don't they dip it in the sauce? Isn't that...
I don't know. I'm like English Irish, so I
I'm pretty sure I've seen that on The Sopranos, where they're always constantly scooping up your favorite tomato sauce.
I know they like, hey, bread, what the fuck,
shoving it into their fat faces. Yeah, you know those tri-state area Northeast guys. You know, I'll throw Boston in with them too because they're all the same. To us outsiders, you know, they're very pompous about their water,
their pizza,
what their idea of good food is, bagels, pizza.
I know. It's incredibly arrogant and ignorant at the same time. I would call that a provincial way of thinking. It's very small-minded.
Well, I'll tell you this. I've been to New York plenty. And every time I go there, somehow I build up in my head like I'm going to have to. You know, I don't think about I'm going to go check out the World Trade Center pool, or I'm going to do the Empire State Building. I'm a fat fuck, so I think about the tremendous meals I'm about to have on my journey. And I always come back home fucking bitterly disappointed.
Right.
But the boosters,
they'd be saying, "Oh, you don't know, you're going the wrong spot," or there'd be some excuse.
It's the same excuses. It's like sports fans of a certain team that are going to give you all the reasons why they, you know, only 10 people show up to their games. It's the weather.
Are you talking about Fresno College?
Fresno, for what Fresno State is, their games are attended pretty
right,
well.
Mate. All right. It's not a personal attack. Calm down.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to keep it rolling. What, as a mental health professional, do you think Jim Stansel is retarded or he snuck his way into that class unfairly? Because he was in the short bus special needs class for a couple of years. You just muted yourself, you fucking idiot.
Can
Stop
you hear me?
Stop muting yourself. Stop muting yourself.
Am I? How the fuck am I muted?
You keep pressing it. I'm not even touching it.
But you could hear me now?
Yeah, you're back. So, Jim Stansel, is he retarded? Or did he just have ADD? Or is he just a naughty boy?
I think he's just a naughty boy who lives with his mother. And yeah, I don't have much to say on Stansel, to be honest. They seem like yeah.
Yeah.
They seem like good guys, him and Ski. Would I want to hang out at a bar with them? Probably not, but
well, their bar, they go to this Casey's bar and looks, they're so proud of it and it's fucking shit. It's really well lit. Now I don't know what the deal is in America of your well lit bars, but back the fuck off. If I'm drinking, I don't want to be under some spotlight.
Yeah.
Take no, that, Stansel. Your bar's shit.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't been impressed with any of the pictures, him or Mead or...
No, it's a joke. Now, when I interviewed Flat Cat, again, this is in your capacity as a mental health expert, she was guilty over a note she passed a girl when she was 12. That's pretty weird, isn't it, to hold on to shit like that and be lose sleep at night in your like 60s over a note you passed when you were 12.
What did you say?
She passed a note to a girl at school saying she was going to bash her or something.
Uh-huh.
And now she's a mature woman. She still lays in bed racked with guilt about doing that.
Wow.
That's pretty weird, isn't it?
It is. But that's women.
Not
they
all
do
women.
Horrible things and they live with it for the rest of their lives and we all pay the price for it.
Well, women are horrible. I mean, no one's going to ever argue on that. But that didn't seem like that big a deal.
No, I'm sure I've done worse.
You pissed in a girl's mouth.
Well, but that was in the act of love.
Oh, that's beautiful, bro. You yeah. are an artist. You're a poet. You should cut your ear off and be done with it. Is Evil Sam the Jeffrey Dahmer of Sweden?
Yes.
I agree. There's something not now, right with that boy.
Now, he's from Sweden, too. So Alf and
Alf,
Evil
which
Sam
is the old polar bear. Yeah, they're the two Swedish right. guys on Twitter.
Now, why did Alf change his whole persona?
He does that. He was a brown bear for a long time. Then he became a polar bear. Then he was traveling the world. I think he lives in a fantasy land of madness.
I don't know.
Because I'm actually a snake.
Yeah. Who was it I was asking you about the other day? And
I can't remember anything, man.
Bucket's the cat.
Is he a cat? That's right.
Yeah.
I know he's Canadian and he smokes a lot of weed.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Canadians are odd people with the maple syrup and the fucking hockey and it's
yeah,
always
but they're
cold
the salt.
Up there. They're inside they're too much.
Salt of the earth.
Because, you know, today it's raining here today and I can't go outside and do my yard work and I'm going insane. I don't know how Canadians can handle the snow.
Well, we need that rain over here. We haven't had rain in about 2.5 weeks.
Well, you don't deserve it.
We're
in
a major
drought.
Yeah, well, but the lawns are going. We don't do irrigation in Alabama.
We don't do irrigation here either.
Yeah, so. I mean, they're going to start going anyways, but they started a few weeks earlier. I just got done mowing up the leaves for the first time.
You don't rake them?
I rake them to the center of the yard and then go over them with the mower.
To you?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It works. And then, yeah. And I still use the push mower to get the little tight
nooks and crannies that I can't get to with the
yeah, so you're like 10% a man.
Yeah, maybe.
What's your theory?
I was hoping for a little more.
Why, you know, you get the chubby, really ugly women, you know, and they post these heavily filtered pics with makeup and the filters, and then they look like a 6 out of 10 at best with that. But if you in any way criticize that, you get slammed by simps. Why do you think the women do it? Do you think they're so starved of real world attention?
Well, I think they do it because... What the fuck was that? Was that on your end?
Nothing happened.
Oh. All right. So I think because if they don't do it, I mean, who the fuck is going to talk to them? If they put up a legitimate picture of themselves, half their fan base is, you know, if you're talking about the girls that are on there selling their ass, you know, it's going to be less. But even the women we've talked to on there, half their...
Do you think women, because they're not as funny, because women aren't as funny as men, obviously, they have to do more to feel wanted?
Well, and they should have to do more.
I agree.
What do they bring to the table other than hopefully their looks?
A sandwich.
Yeah, I watch live, you know, I watch Live PD. That's probably my favorite show. It's got a different name now that it's changed channels, but it's like Cops. Do you guys get Cops in Australia?
We did TV back show? In the day, but I don't know about the Live PD. Is it better than Cops?
It's better than Cops. Why is it better? You know, because Cops, they take the footage and then they, you know, edit it and all that crap. And
Live is just a feed.
So Live is a feed. Now, they definitely put it on a delay in case anything really crazy goes down. But for the most part, it's about as close to Live as you're going to get. And the women officers, I mean, I don't think they pay the women officers less than they pay the men.
But they should.
They definitely should. Yeah. I mean, because it takes at least 3 female officers to do what 1 male officer can.
Well, and that's just not had an incident at our house on the weekend, and we had 6 police attend. And my takeaway from it was there was 4 men and 2 women officers, and the women weren't funny, and the men were hilarious. And that's what I learned from that.
And that's the problem too, is when you're at such a physical disadvantage in a job that requires you at times to get physical, you're always going to be on the edge. You're not going to be able to relax and realize when a situation has calmed down and react
sometimes accordingly. Like you're cracking jokes can break the situation.
Well, yeah, and men are capable of that, but what I'm saying is men are able to let their guard down a little bit more than a woman police officer would. They've always kind of got to be tense and ready to go, and they're, you know.
Yeah, and they're also like a short man, like a woman has to talk a lot tougher and try and act tougher than they are because they're not actually that tough. So they have to kind of be a bit cunty.
Yeah. And what I would like to see is, you know, there are ways they could use women police officers to their advantage. For instance, in not a hostage situation, but if you're trying to talk someone out of their car that's not refusing to get out or out of a house, and they've been being yelled at by men to get the fuck out of the house and get on the ground, and it's not working, maybe a woman's voice is an angle you could try next.
Hey, I've got a sandwich. Come out.
Yeah, well, you just that maternally, whatever, if that's a word, you know,
yeah, calmness that
a woman's voice could provide if she's able to pull it off, which from what I've seen with, you know, women cops, that, you know, they're always talking down to you. It just always comes across as lame to me. But anyways. Yeah.
Well, we're just going to cover your podcast world, and then we'll wrap it up so Eye in the Sky doesn't get too upset. What podcasts do you listen to? What shows, comedy shows, podcasts?
Well, this is the first month I decided I'm done with Patreon.
Like nothing?
So, nothing. Nothing. So, and it's, you know, what brought me into, like, the group of people we're in on Twitter was definitely Brennan. And I don't even know how I found him. I think I originally found Compound towards, like, the beginning of the pandemic. And
what brought you to Compound? What was the one show? Was it Kumia?
It might have been, like, I was watching Andrew Dice Clay, I was watching Andrew Dice Clay interviews or something on YouTube, and there was one he did with Kumia at Compound. And so that's how I found out about Compound. And then once I signed up, the show I focused on was Brennan, which was already, it was only old shows at that point.
Yeah, the Burning Bridges
and,
era.
Yeah, so, and like half the shows, like I guess the early however many months of shows, you can't even listen to them on the app because the app is a piece of shit, as everyone knows. So after listening over and over again to, you know, Burning Brennan, I finally said, all right, I've had enough.
You don't like but, the water?
No, it just, I can't do it.
I just don't like the Gino's a bit scatterbrained for me. He sort of starts something and pings over there, and I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's gobbledygook.
And the gay porn. I don't think it's a funny bit. Just not into it.
You don't like the what about the talking hamburger burger boy?
No, no good.
You're not a Frankie McDonald fan?
Yeah, it makes me a little uncomfortable. Are they laughing at him or with him? I don't know, half the time.
Word. Word. Yeah. When Aaron was there, because I'll let you in on a little secret.
All right.
I turned off my Compound who knows when. I would say like a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I still get it for free.
Yeah, that's so very common.
Occasionally, you know, I haven't watched the last couple weeks when Brennan's been on there, but
dude,
if Brennan is on there or Levy's on there, you know, and I hear about it on Twitter.
That football podcast with Gino, Kumia, episode 3 it is, and Brennan when Kevin gets drunk, it's fucking funny, man. You got to watch
last week's?
It. Yeah.
All right.
Like, yeah. Seriously, it's really good. My problem is there's too much content, not enough gold in the content. So I wait till there's a bit of bars or people are talking about it, then I'll check that out and that out only. But I'm not going to wade through the day-to-day shit, the overdone bits, the shitty guests. Fuck you. Fuck your mother. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I preach.
Yeah,
it's just and a lot of the podcast too, it's just, you know, I know the whole Stuttering John thing is just podcast gold at the moment, but
I don't know Stuttering John. I couldn't give a fuck about Stuttering John. It's milked to death. I don't care.
Agree.
Don't milk these bits too long.
Once I realized, like, shit, even Well, some of the podcasts I was still kind of hanging on to and giving a chance. Like once it became Stuttering John 24/7, it was like, all right, I'm done. I can't do it. So lately, the only guy I've been listening to on like a daily basis has been Bubba the Love Sponge. Because I kind of found, I saw the episode with him and Brennan. Because he came on MLC about a month or so ago.
Yeah, I saw that. He seemed like a bit of a douche to me. If I found him a bit annoying.
He's just funny. Just
another know-all guy, you know? He knows everything. Nah. He's an expert.
No.
He's a fat loser.
Well, he's a fat loser who at one time was, you know, it was him and Howard Stern were the two big names. And,
watch Howard Stern. I guess, fuck Howard Stern. Stupid fucking three hair. Big
names. I don't want to piss off Opie and Anthony fans, but those were the three big radio shows. And but Bubba, he's a fuck up, but he knows he's a fuck up, and I don't see him thinking he's a know it all about everything at all. I think quite the opposite. He knows he's a dumbass, and that's the fun of the show.
Nah. It's a bit too much.
And he hates Mike Calter.
Yeah, I don't really know. I don't know or care about Mike Calter either. Who cares?
Worthless.
Like, do you care about the Geno Pat Dixon fight?
Do I care about? I mean, that's been done to death too. But I honestly,
but Geno won't let it go, man.
Well, here's my thought on it. And it is this is I could just if I was Dixon, I probably would have done the same thing at a certain point.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're just going to sit there and keep like challenging another grown man in the way that Geno was constantly doing to him, and you don't expect there or at least be aware that the possibility might exist of physical violence done to yourself because of that, then you're a fucking retard. Can I say that?
Yeah, well, I'm not YouTube, but I'm going to say yes. Now,
okay.
But Geno said he's never been punched before, and it shows. Because if you don't get into fights growing up or cross boundaries when you're drunk and take a few knockings, you know, you sort of don't grow and know where the line is.
Yeah. Well, I've been knocked out to where I was snoring on the ground before. And I'll tell you what, I think every man at one point in their life, and hopefully it happens earlier in life than later in life.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing more sad than a bunch of drunk 50-something-year-old men, you know, fighting and fucking going back and forth on Twitter. It's pathetic. So hopefully you get that out of your system at a younger age. And hopefully at some point while you're getting all that shit out of your system, you get your ass handed to you at least once.
Especially when you're a smart ass. Like I was a smart ass. It's going to shock you. But I had a bit of a mouth, you know. I thought I was funny. Let's be honest, I am fucking funny. But every now and then, you run into a guy who doesn't think you're funny, and it goes bad if they're a big dude. And it's good to know that. And you're like, fuck, I've got to be careful. It's healthy.
So, and
I think so.
It gives you a good – when that happens, you have – it rearranges your perspective on a lot of things.
It does.
So, and it doesn't matter how big you are. You know, I'm a bigger guy, so I've never had to. People never kind of went after me, like in a way, like in an antagonizing way. Like strangers, you know, for the most part. But, you know, there's always going to be someone bigger than you.
And, yeah, absolutely.
So,
and I've that, like I remember growing up, you'd be at a bar and someone, you know, you put a song on a jukebox and someone goes, oh, that's fucking shit off, and try to fight you over it. And you just smile and walk away. And within 5 minutes, that dude's going to be fighting someone else. Like, you're foolish to rise to the bait. You just walk away.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, no, I had friends like that growing up that, you know, every time you went to the bar with them, you knew there was going to be a problem.
Yeah, they're assholes.
It's just like, you want to fucking, you know, throw them against the wall and fucking smack them and let them know they're the problem. But
yeah, they kind of need the beating every now and then to grow up.
Yeah. So, but those types usually have others fight their battles for them. And,
exactly. And I've got friends when I was living in Sydney used to get us in all these fights and you'd have to go sort it out. And you're like, fucking hell, man. You're wrecking
the
night.
Where the fuck did he go?
Yeah. Oh, he's bleeding over in the corner, blood running out of his nose. Since you've just admitted you've cancelled all your Patreon, I just realised you were a $20 Ray DeVito Patreon.
Yeah, I was.
You've probably just ruined his life.
Nah.
$20?
He's going places, dude.
$20?
Out of all of the podcasters that I was following on Patreon, which used to be many and had dwindled down to a select few, he was at least, you know, him and Shuli were the two. I don't know how many Patreons Shuli has going, maybe two or three of them. And I subscribed to the Miserable Men show he did with Levy,
yeah,
which was, what is a great show, but I'm just gonna let things pass and maybe pick them back up in a month or two and see what's going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I haven't tried that one yet.
I've had my fill. Miserable Men is a great it's typically a great show. Because they put out two shows a week. They're always a couple hours long and they go by quick.
Two hours is a turnoff for me. I like a show, you know, an hour or under.
I like a show I could, because I, for the most part, I just listen to it in my car. So I'm doing it 20, 25 minutes at a time.
Yeah, right.
And sometimes, you know, at night I don't do podcasts. I watch old mafia documentaries on YouTube and fall asleep to that. So
what is with you guys and the mafia?
What? It doesn't exist.
No, I've heard that. Yeah. You know how the mafia doesn't exist? How come the cartel exists? The cartels in Mexico.
I don't. Well, they exist. I'm just speaking about the mafia.
Is there organized crime in Alabama?
Dixie Mafia.
Is that white people?
Yeah, it's white people. Well, I think it's mostly white people.
Yeah, but interesting. Is that the only part of the world where the white people still run the organized crime? Because there's the Russians and all that, and mafia itself.
Are you not considering Italians white people? Or, I mean, there's an Armenian mafia. I think every.
I've seen True Call, True Romance, like.
True Romance, yeah. There's a. So, what was your question?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there's less white people in Alabama than there is in California.
Is it?
Well, yeah, California's bigger. That's the obvious reason, but, you know.
I mean, as a percentage.
Yeah, I think the further north you get, the wider it gets.
Because of the snow. So,
well, it doesn't really. I mean, if it snows in Alabama, I'm talking about the state in general. Like Huntsville, where Shuli moved to, that's pretty much all white. I'd say it's like 90%. But you know, here in like in actual Birmingham itself, it's probably like 65% black.
Right.
But then all the surrounding areas, you know, it's where the white people are. So.
Do you think I'd fit in Alabama?
Oh, yeah. I mean, barefoot. You definitely got some oaky ways about you, so.
Yeah, fuck
I don't
it.
See why you wouldn't. the weather's about the same.
Start scouting for houses, because property's cheaper over there than here, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's cheap, and it's about to get a lot cheaper, I got a feeling.
Is that your real estate prediction?
I'm predicting a gigantic crash, which is why I'm so glad I made the investment of building a new home.
But don't you think, like, I always think, oh, it's going to crash, the world's going to end, this is going to be awesome. And then the government gets involved and prints money and props everyone up and ruins my fun. So they're the problem. Yeah, but
I think every 10 to 15 years, even the government can't handle what's going to happen. And I think we're there. I mean, property here, like when I moved here, it was cheap. Up until, and it's, you know, in those 4 years, property here is like almost doubled in price.
Yeah, right.
So,
as long as Emilio sells his apartments, I'm going to be happy. I worry all the time.
Me too.
Well, thanks for coming.
He's
got to
keep those diamonds,
man,
on that Rolex.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks for coming on the podcast. Are you going to listen to yourself back?
Nah, definitely not.
Nah, fair enough. All right, thanks, man.
All right. Take it easy. See ya.
That's what the world needs, another podcast.
That's right. From two comedians.
Yeah, my mom has a fucking podcast.